wasn't just about a new title, it was about a divine appointment, a sacred calling. David wasn't chosen for his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly, even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season?
Good morning. Listen, let's start off with the prophetic declaration. Come on, repeat this after me. Say, Father, I declare that I was created to reign and instructed to prosper. I walk in God's image, stewarding His authority with wisdom. The Lord teaches me, leads me, and causes me to bear fruit, increase and multiply in every place He has planted me. I reign today, not in my strength, but by His grace. Come on, somebody give God some praise. Father, I thank You, Lord God, that this is the day that You have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then the Bible also says, to those that receive Him, the Word, He gave to them the power to become sons. Now listen, we went over this yesterday, but you, well, actually for the past week or so, but you were created for dominion, okay? You were created for dominion. That means you were created, listen, as a king that has a domain and territory with the authority to rule that territory. God has given you a specific spot, territory, a place in the earth, and given you His authority to rule and reign and govern that territory. So let's go here this morning. Father, we thank You. Less of me, more of You, none of me, all of You. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of Your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give You glory, honor, and praise. Devil, I serve You notice that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been energized. It's been cleansed by the blood and activated by Your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Now, Father, heal, save, and deliver. Father, those places that is lacking, Father, increase. Woo! Father, I just give You praise, honor, and glory for Your sons. Oh, my God. The inheritance of salvation. Father, I thank You that they are the inheritance of salvation. Oh my God, my God. I'm going to say it again. You are the inheritance of salvation. God did everything He did to make sure that you would be the inheritance of salvation. Listen, you're sons. You're not servants. You're not slaves. He doesn't need robots. He created children, offspring, divine offspring, that would be able to enjoy the fruit of God's labor. Oh, come on now. God created. Okay, in Genesis, in the beginning, when God began, God created the heavens and the earth. So you are the inheritance of the salvation. Oh my God. You are the recipients of the wealth, the abundance, the health, the glory that God created the universe for. Listen. Listen, today is June 18th. Let's see here. Today's thought or theme is established dominion. You governed by God's wisdom. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28 says, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Revelations 5:10 says, you have made them to be kings and priests, high glory, to the Lord our God, and they will reign on the earth. Isaiah 48:17 says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. And that word profit in the Hebrew means to make progress, to advance, who leads you by the way you should go. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not fall from it, or they will not dwindle or drift from it. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, this is the 169th day of the year. So the number one represents God's authority, his origin, divine leadership. Your dominion flows from his throne. The number six represents humanity, creation, and stewardship. You were created with purpose and placement. And the nine represents finality, fruitfulness, and birthing. This is the day of producing the promise. Oh, my God. Birthing what you have been created and trained for. So 169 equals a season where God calls you, mankind, to bring forth divine fruit. Oh, come on. June 18th reminds us that dominion is not only declared, it must be developed and demonstrated. You were created to rule, you were redeemed to reign, and you were taught to advance and make progress. This is a day where obedience to divine instruction is key. It's not just about having authority, it's about learning how to walk in it skillfully and fruitfully. Dominion on this day means operating with discipline, not just desire. It means hearing and obeying divine strategies that lead to results, fruitfulness, and overflow. And it also represents recognizing that profit follows precision. God profits you when you walk in the way he leads you. Woo, my God, my God, my God. So this season that you were anointed with God's divine grace is grace in this season is the divine empowerment to walk in what you were created for, to reign, to discern, and to bear fruit that shall remain. Today is a day of birthing. God is bringing to manifestation the words spoken and the seeds planted earlier in this year. Your dominion is now bearing fruit because he is teaching you the way you should walk in it. Come on, somebody, give God some praise. Listen, I know that was a lot, but listen, I just want to let you know. Good morning, Sister Missy. That's right. You are sons of God. Galatians chapter 4. He says, I no longer call you servants, but I call you sons. Why? Because you were created in God's image, and God created children or offspring, not robot slave servants, okay? This is what we have to get the understanding. You have to get this understanding. You were created as offspring. You were birthed from God. Oh, my God. So, let's go here. See, where am I at here today? Oh, my God. You are kings and priests. Do you understand that God created little kings, little G's? Psalms 82 says, ye are gods, okay? So since he is God Almighty, since he is El Shaddai, since he is El Elyon, since he is Elohim, okay? Woo, he's God. He's the creator. He's Father. Oh my God. Do you understand that he created you with the same power, with the same substance that he is? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Come on now. Get this today. Get this. You're not any lesser. Jesus said it like this: the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these shall you also do. So you were not created with a different Holy Spirit. You were not empowered or imparted with a different anointing. Woo, my God, there's only one Spirit. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, get this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, woo, my God, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. They were all filled. You have been filled. Woo, my God, with the same substance. High glory that God created the universe with, the same substance. Woo, you were created with the same spirit matter that God is created with. Okay, if you want to be spiritual and scientific, okay? The different shapes of matter. You got solid, you got liquid, you got gas, okay? You were created. Let us create Adam in our image and after our likeness. So in our image, just like God, after our likeness, to be able to do just like God does. Oh, my God. Ooh. This is why he is called El Elyon. He's the Most High. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Okay. This is gonna mess with somebody, but let's go here. That's right, Sister Missy. Now listen, I just want to share this with you, then we're gonna get ready to sow a seed. Now listen, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Okay, I want you to get this. Even as your soul prospers. That means, high glory, as high, as wide, high glory, as far as your mind, high glory, can perceive and understand, is going to be your same level of release. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God. Now, listen. We're going to look at this scripture in the Old Testament and in the New. So the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. So before you give, you have to understand that, first of all, God, everything that God does is based on his Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest shall not cease. So when you sow seed today, you're going to do it with understanding. Okay? Psalms chapter 8. Okay? Amen. Verse 3 to 5. When I consider thy heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you ordained, what is man? What is Adam? How glory that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you visited him. Okay. For you have made him a little lower than the angel. Now he's not talking about David and Gabriel. No. This word angels right here in the Hebrew is Elohim. Oh, come on. Woo, my God. Oh, see, you about to get. He said, you made him a little lower than Elohim. Woo, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of your hands. And you put all things under his
feet. Oh, my God. But then Paul comes back, oh, my God, to remind us in Hebrews chapter 2. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and that you have made, or the son of man, that you have visited him, that you have made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Are you getting this? So today, when you sow your seed, when you sow your anointed divine grace, your 2025 seed, oh my God, do it, high glory, with this understanding. Woo, my God. God created me as an offspring, a little lower than himself. Woo! That I could experience. See, he wanted you to experience what he is all the time. He wanted you to walk in the same experience of your divine nature on a daily. Daily, you should be daily experiencing your divine nature. Oh, that I'm just like him. Everything that God is, I am. Oh, my God. And this is why when you give your seed, you will understand. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. I'm doing what God did. I'm sowing seed, and I expect to reap a harvest. Get your seed ready. You can use the PayPal with the QR code right there. You can use your banking app, Zelle, and go from your account straight into the ministry account using our Gmail, restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. Or you can do what is called a teruma and sow it directly into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel 44, that the priest may speak or prophesy that the blessing rest in your house. However that you're going to do it right now. Father, I thank you. As they give, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Father, I declare and decree, as they sow seed today, they will experience the understanding that they were created for dominion. They were created with divine health, and they would prosper and be in health as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the rest of the week. Be blessed.